The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Biologists at Alabama's Dauphin Island Sea Lab were studying the diets of wild sharks in the Gulf of Mexico. And they were surprised recently to discover that tiger sharks are chowing down not just on fish, but on songbirds like tanagers, meadowlarks, catbirds, and swallows. Of course, they were not expecting this. It certainly prompts a series of questions, the most obvious being, how does a land bird end up in the water as food for sharks? The American Bird Conservancy suspects that the key factor is the Gulf's 6,000 oil and gas platforms, the lights of which, especially on cloudy nights, attract migratory birds by the hundreds or even thousands and cause the birds to circle the platforms until they drop into the Gulf. Efforts are underway to work with the oil industry to change their lighting so as not to be an attractant to birds. Of course, another big issue is that each year there are other, bigger obstructions for birds. As green as wind power sounds on paper, the huge, rapidly spinning windmills are very tough on birds. Wind turbines are estimated to kill more than 300,000 birds each year in North America, making it the most threatening form of green energy.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.